clicks more for the Bronx. Who ever thought she would have found love in a stereo? Two headphones in a box.
Now back to Cleveland Browns Daily, live from the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Browns fans, secure your Cleveland Browns season tickets for 2014 today. Place your deposit to lock in the best seats and prices. Don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at First Energy Stadium. You visit ClevelandBrowns.com or you call 440-824-3434 today. All right, very pleased to be joined today by a great friend and colleague at SiriusXM NFL Radio. He is with Fox Sports 1. That's the main. That's his main gig. The serious thing that he does 50 times a week is the part-time gig. But he's somebody that you've heard quite a bit here on CBD, Alex Marvez. Welcome.
Vic, thanks. And it's great that you're still programming the music for the breaks. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
you
this
like
is
that,
just...
You like that?
I know. I saw Eric.
Stop.
He's educating you on some music right. here. I mean, that's sure. what Vic's all about. No
Not
question.
Not bad. I am about the music. You know
yes,
that.
Yes, all about the music.
And
no
all
question.
About the most modern tunes.
I saw those
see, just
beats,
because
beats.
I call them tunes makes me that tells you that I'm not programming.
I saw those Beats by Dre headphones on the table.
I do have, yeah, those now those are mine. I got those as a Christmas gift.
See what I'm saying? I'm, you're hipper than me.
I'm sort of hip,
about?
Hippish. hey, so let's talk about the Browns and all that's happened with change in perception. But I think I want to just move it to what because you know you and I have talked about this a lot this week too. After that, that's the storm of change. Okay, then it clears up. What do you have and what are you left with? You know about Ray Farmer, first-time GM. You certainly know about Mike Pettine, first-time head coach. Can you see the two of them collaborating as quickly as they've been put together to handle the monumental task of turning this team around?
They had better, right? I mean, you think about it. I mean, they need each other. So that's the easiest way to form a bond. I mean, Ray Farmer's not going to succeed as general manager unless Mike Pettine wins games. Mike Pettine's not going to win games unless Ray Farmer knows exactly the type of players that he's looking for. So I know a lot's going to be made. Hey, Ray wasn't in the interview meeting while Mike was being hired. Well, that's not his gig at the time. He was assistant general manager of the Browns. That's right. Fine. I have no problem with the way that this has gone. In fact, maybe it even clears some things up for this Browns organization, maybe streamlining this a little bit with Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine. Now, you know these guys are going to be in complete lockstep together. Let them work, and I love the addition of Billy Koharik to the Browns staff to go ahead and provide some support for Ray Farmer. Look, Billy's not going to be running the draft. We get all that. Yeah. But what he can do is he can be that guy to lean on. Let's say it's draft day, and all of a sudden your phone's lighting up. He can help Ray Farmer navigate what's going to be going on that day, day two of the draft, day three, an incredible resource, an incredible sounding board. So, I got to be honest with you, too. The Browns, with everything that had gone on, the best thing that happened to them was the Wells report, right? Because the Miami Dolphins now are considered the biggest disaster in the NFL. So sure. All of a sudden, all the problems away from Cleveland, and people, I think, are willing to give these guys a chance. You know, Ray, I think, had a very strong introductory news conference. I think Mike Pettine is a guy, a very charismatic guy, a very energetic guy. I think that this is a pairing that can work, and I just hope Browns fans are willing to give them time to go ahead and get this thing in the right direction.
With time, how much time are you talking? I mean, we know that the Browns already have good players, and they could have won games. They just fell short at the end of in the fourth quarter a lot of games. So when we're talking about time, of course, they didn't come in together, and one didn't pick the other. So we're looking forward to the Browns putting a good product out there.
Yeah.
As well as winning over the fans again, because the fans think everything is in turmoil. So when you're talking about the time. How much time do you say?
Oh, I think they got to make a playoff push this season. I'm not joking. There's enough talent on this team. This isn't rebuilding from the ground floor. You know, when you go back to the Tommy Hackett regime, you know, with Mike Holmgren and with Pat Shurmur, they started laying the foundation. You took it to another level with Mike Lombardi, with Joe Banner, with Rob Chudzinski. And, okay, it didn't work out there, but look at what's been left behind. Two first-round draft picks, extra mid-round picks to be able to go ahead and make a move. A lot of salary cap space, a lot of good young talent on this team, and free agent talent that's been added. I don't think there's any time to waste here. I gotta be honest, I think that this is a team that can make a push. I'm not saying you have to necessarily make the playoffs, but we want November and December to mean something in Cleveland. I think that is the biggest thing that this team can do, and I think that's where you mark some progress.
But so much of what you're saying, and I hear exactly what you're saying, and I wouldn't rule out that level of pressure existing. that no one is on any sort of, you know, we have to look at this now. When you had the last coach last 11 months, does not necessarily, and even though Joe Banner, who was probably mostly behind the firing of Rob Chudzinski after such a short time, doesn't mean that the owner of this team, Jimmy Haslam, wouldn't have the same mindset of, right, of making a quick change as well if the product continues to look like it looked last year, win-loss. But what you're talking about in terms of the turnaround, so much of that has got to stem from the quarterback position. How do you see the Browns solving this, knowing what you know of the potential assets they have and the one asset we perceive them to have in Brian Hoyer?
Well, I think Brian Hoyer will probably end up starting the season unless one of these quarterbacks absolutely comes in as a rookie, and I do believe that the Browns are going to be very active at where they're drafting at, number four, in getting one of the top three, the big three, you know, the firm, so to speak, as Phil Savage puts it, of Manziel, Bortles, and Bridgewater. One of those three guys will be here. Now, you know, George O'Leary himself, the Central Florida coach, has said, I think that Blake Bortles needs a little bit more time. That's fine. But then that falls upon Brian Hoyer. It also falls upon this Browns team to address the running back position. They need, and I like Chris Obanyaya. I think he gave everything that he possibly could to this Browns team last year. But you got to find somebody who can carry the rock to make this offense balance. It's going to put some fear into a defense. If you're able to do that, I don't worry about Mike Pettine on the defensive side of the ball. This guy will bring heat. He knows how to run a defense. It's the offense that I'm wondering about with Mike Pettine, how he's going to be able to do this. But I like Kyle Shanahan as an offensive coordinator. You've seen that he has had success with the Houston Texans. He had success in Washington until the bottom fell out with RG3. But I think Brian Hoyer is a good enough quarterback to be able to go ahead, take this team to respectability at least, as you go ahead and groom another young quarterback. I just can't see the Browns being in the market for another veteran quarterback to come in and push for playing time.
Alex Marvez from Fox Sports 1 is joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with Eric Metcalf, hanging out at the 2014 Scouting Combine. When this is over, and I know you've done a ton, your set is right across from us. You've done a ton of interviews, discussions with a lot of the NFL luminaries, coaches, GMs, and such who are here. When this is all said and done, this particular combine, we know Manziel was maybe topic A, but there's going to be some other topics that have come up. Michael Sam, declaring that he is gay and making that a public thing a couple of weeks before this. So when he meets with the media this weekend, that'll be a big discussion. But are there other storylines that you're tracking that when it's all said and done, you know, you want to make sure you've covered?
Well, I think, you know what, we all like seeing the guys on the field, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you love, you know, and you remember, Vic, you've done the combine longer than me. I mean, I know you're only about a year or two older than me, but I mean, you've done this. And you remember how it used to be back in the day where you would never know what's going on behind the scenes. You'd have to wait, you know, for Gil Brandt.
Behind the curtain.
Right, for Gil Brandt and all his glory to come out and give you some times. You know, back in the day, you had to take his word for it, right?
but
now you can go ahead and see this. So you know what? I want to see Sammy Watkins run. I really do. I want to see him out there doing some of these drills. He's so exciting. And he's big, man.
Yes,
you know,
he
it's interesting. I know he didn't measure 6'1 today. He's a little bit under 6'1. I know he'd been listed as officially 6'1 over at Clemson. But, man, I remember watching him in the bowl game against Ohio State. And I look up, and I'm on the air on SiriusXM. And I look up, and I casually look at the TV. I'm like, who's that running back that they're splitting out wide? Oh, wait, that's Sammy Watkins. Because he's just so darn big, and I love watching that guy. You know, I mean, and I think Blake Bortles, you know, you just want to see him throw, I think. And just in terms of, look, you can't judge if passes hit the ground. There's so many things that go into that simply because he's working with wide receivers he's not familiar with. There's no chemistry between them, but you love to watch the throwing motion. You love to see if there's some things technically, and far be it for me to be the master of all this. I'm no George Whitfield, but I can tell if a guy can throw or not. So I'd like to see him. I want to see the arm strength on Jimmy Garoppolo. I am not sold on this guy. I know he's
small guy.
And he's been
small
played.
Hands.
Yeah, although he measured a little bit better than I thought. 9 1/4 inch hands.
No, all right.
So a little better, but it's still nearing that Mendoza line of 9 inches. But I just want to see if the guy can get the ball downfield, you know, with some velocity on it. So those are some of the players that I'm watching. And, of course, I want to see the show that Khalil Mack puts on because this guy is just an absolute stud. I mean, he reminds me so much of Cameron Wake when I watched him at Buffalo. And, you know, I think that's, you know, although he's not going to slip through the draft like Cam Wake did, I think that this guy is going to be an absolute beast in the NFL. So those are some of the things I'm looking for. And, obviously, the Michael Sam news conference will be its own dog and pony show as he goes ahead and addresses the media.
So what do you think the focus, how the focus will be on Jadeveon Clowney, knowing that Steve Spurrier said that he admittedly wasn't the hardest worker on the team?
Isn't that amazing? You know, hey, but Steve, I give Spurdog on, you know, credit for honesty. You know, that's the thing about Steve. You know, he'll tell you something if he doesn't think that the kid worked as hard as a junior. And and it's interesting when it comes to Jadeveon, because what was there to play for last year? And right, and I hate to say it, but it's like, okay, you're looking out for your future. You got Jay-Z in your ear. You got all sorts of stuff going on, and everyone's already telling you you're the greatest player. Yeah. I think a lot of that was a little bit overwhelming for him. I think once he's in a structured environment like the NFL, I think that the kid will earn his keep. I mean, he is just such an absolute freak. And, you know, I mean, I look at Jadeveon Clowney. People can knock him, but I'm a diehard Florida Gator. And I tell you what, when the kid tweaked his ankle and then went ahead, got taped up, and went back in the game rather than sitting it out, that told me right there, this guy cared about his team. Was it the best season you'd ever seen? No, but the bar was set so darn high, I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. But, of course, he's got to impress in interviews, and he's got to go ahead and say, hey, you know what, I didn't maybe give my best effort this year, but you're not going to get that from me when I get to the pros. Right.
Alex could talk with you for the full freaking 2 hours.
No, I'm leaving before that. No, you got that ain't happening. Just a little more cash.
Yeah, come on. The gratis only goes so far. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Really
awesome.
Appreciate
Thanks,
it. You're a great
Thanks
friend so and a real knowledgeable guy. He is Alex Marvez from Fox Sports 1, SiriusXM NFL Radio, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We have got much more coming up on CBD. Vic and Eric with you. ESPN 850, a Football Friday. WKNR.
What plans I got, I can break them. Yeah, I can turn them.